a mobile home over there, and they did have to go through the city of Branson. The only part of city of Branson is the Bee Creek agreement.
Several years ago, when this came up, I confirmed that with Kendall.
Okay.
Because
I haven't had anything else come through with this that needed to connect to sewer.
It was after the Bee Creek sewer came through the county this most recent time, and it's part of that area, too.
That was settled in the lawsuit.
I thought there was an intergovernmental agreement between the county and the city.
No, that was on the Bee Creek project.
On the Bee Creek project,
Okay. All I know is the plans on this, if it moves forward, are being presented to the city of Branson for approval. That's all I can tell you. I know that for sure.
Any follow-up questions? Comments?
You going to be running this project, Eddie?
I won't be the one that builds it or anything, but I'll do all the construction staking and everything and stake it to where the engineer says everything has to go.
Scott, can you bring up number two, please?
Number two.
On your list of requirements.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not following where you were at.
Most people don't.
You mean the compliance letters?
Yes, sir.
And that's wrong. That's not water district three.
Thank you, Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
It's Missouri American Water.
Missouri American Water. That's why we always put including all other entities, which have requirement. And that's if applicable. If applicable, we'd have District 3, but in this case, we don't. Thank you. I'll make a note.
So, would anyone want to entertain a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
We do have a second. Is there any further discussion?
Let Bonita catch up here for just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We're rushing.
Okay, you ready? All right.
I think this project would be answering a lot of the problems that are in that area. I mean, the road is a problem, but I mean, it's what we have to deal with, and it is a two-lane road. If everybody needed to leave out of there, they could leave out in two sections, two lanes. So I've got to support it.
Yeah, I do as well. I think it's a favor.
By a show of hands, all those in favor? Opposed? None.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks. Ready? Ready.
Let's case number 1745, Ball Number Hill Duplexes. Amy Dixon Plumley will be our representative. Of course, this is the property there in Kirbyville that's at the corner. And right here's the old school right here. Some different views that we had in our concepts.
Ma'am, if you want to give your name and number, she can follow up with you, but we're in the middle of a meeting right now. I totally get it, but we need to move forward.
Okay.
If you want to leave your name and number, or there is an appeal process, definitely.
That's what she's asking.
Yeah, that's, understand that, but we can just hold on a second here.
I apologize.
Of course, anybody that has an appeal question can call the office tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
more than welcome to give us a call. We'll help you through the process. Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
The applicant's requesting approval to build three more duplexes on the six remaining lots of the eight lots they own off Harp Lane. The existing single-family home will be removed to be replaced with one duplex, and she's indicated this is going to be in phases. These red lines are indicating our existing lot lines, and they continue to be like that. They also include these vacated roads, and then half of this vacated road, I believe. These lots have gotten the other half. Those are part of the legal description. Here's a concept drawing. This one's under construction. I've got a picture of it to give you an idea of what they're building. Duplex 2, 3, and 4. Here's a picture. That's been, what, a couple weeks ago probably, Amy?
Yes.
Yep. For the Taney County Assessor's information, the duplexes to be built for the single-family residence will be built on lots 1, 2, 5, and 6, 7, and 8, Block 5, or the Warnersville subdivision. The duplexes will all be used for long-term rentals. The lots will be served by the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater, and Public Water District Number 2. Per the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 4.1.2, Division 2 permits, a duplex requires a Division 3 approval before the Division 2 construction permit can be issued. Access for the duplexes will be a shared drive from Harp Lane. Documentation has been provided for the vacation of 9th Street from November 1985 that was platted as part of the Warnersville subdivision. The applicant is indicating that each duplex will be a three-bedroom, two-bath unit. This project received a total score of 4 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this Division 3 permit 1745, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, Division 2 permits will be required for construction of the duplex. Three, a one-hour rated wall from foundation to roof decking shall be required between dwelling units. Four, each dwelling unit shall have direct access to the existing road. In other words, they don't share going across the other one's driveway. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days so that approval shall expire.
Good evening.
Hi. Can we explain the project? Or
give us an overview.
Okay, sure. This is the duplex we're currently doing. We want to do two more duplexes. They're shown at the very end there. That would be the next phase. And then the last phase would be taking out the existing house and putting in that proposed duplex number 4. That'd probably be another year from now, I would say. This is really a rental neighborhood. It's mobile homes. Mostly rental homes, pretty old ones. We feel like this is it's an improvement to the neighborhood. Where we could have put single-family homes in there with the number of lots that we have, but it's on a slope. It's all rock. We felt like we could spread out the footprints more, and it would look nicer if we did duplexes. And that's within what we do. We do rental property, and we manage it ourselves. And this would still stay probably as one big platted thing. We don't intend to split it up. So. And just a clarification, it's private water.
Oh, it is private water? Oh.
They've got sewer but not water there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm doing good on the water tonight.
Do you have any questions?
Any specific questions?
And several neighbors have said, yay, we're glad you're doing this, because they feel like it's an improvement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone in favor of this project that has signed up to speak? Anyone opposed to this project? Seeing none, does anyone want to entertain a motion for this proposed permit?
Yeah, I'll make a motion we approve as written.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. Oh, hold on a second.
John, are you speaking for or against this project?
Well, I don't know where in the hell it's at.
Well, right there on Harp, your property's right here behind it. Can you see my... No, it's at the top, right at the very top of the screen there. Uh-huh. See my deal? This is that corner on that little loop of Harp.
Yeah.
And this is your property, and this is the Dixon's...
Oh, the Dixon, yeah.
Correct. Okay, that's where the project is.
I already got one building going.
Right. They got one building going. She's asking to put three more in stages.
Up the hill.
Well, yeah, up the hill on the other lots, right. Towards the, I guess it'd be the east. So are you wanting to speak either for? If you do, you would need to address the Planning Commission. Okay. You're just curious where it's at, huh? Okay. Well, we're going to move on then. They got a motion on the floor. Okay.
Thank you. By a show of hands, all those in favor? Opposed?
Did you get your main motion?
Okay. We need motion. The second of the motion.
I motion. It
was
second.
Okay. It was second.
George, thank you. Thank you. Got her.
Moving on to the next tiny home nightly rental.
Case number 1746, tiny home nightly rental, Linda Conrad. This is the one that's off of Bee Creek and just north of the Branson Elementary in the Sunny subdivision off Honeysuckle. Zooming in, if you remember, this is the actual little tiny home that's on the property. Bee Creek's over to our left, if anybody wasn't here during the concept. Okay, do you know where we are? Do I need to back up?
I believe I do.
Okay.
I'm familiar.
This is zooming in on Honeysuckle.
Yes, sir.
Just a different view from Pictometry on Honeysuckle. This tiny home sits on Lot 1, Plot 5 of the Broadview Acre Subdivision, Branson, Missouri. Lots 0.4 acres in size. The applicant's 1,040 square foot residence is also on the lot. The single family home is currently connected to the public sewer and water district number 3. Here's a picture from the road. The applicant's requesting approval of a special use permit to nightly rent a one-bedroom, 468-square-foot tiny home. The home will be connected to the Branson Sewer and Water District 3. Applicant has indicated a separate entrance to a parking area will be developed if approved. Per the nightly rental provisions, the one-bedroom home will have maximum occupancy of 4, with parking availability for 2 nightly rental vehicles. For the special use provisions, a buffer will be required for a tiny home nightly rental. The applicant has submitted using a privacy fence along a common property line starting from the northwest corner, which is back in behind the home, 48 linear feet in each direction to the south and to the east to screen the tiny home from the adjacent lots. This is actually a picture right along the property line. You can see how it follows the fence. Mm-hmm. And then I just stood in the same spot and zoomed in. And you can see the privacy fence would continue on this north line going to the east, and then it'd be one along this chain link fence, which I've highlighted in the orange color and used the measure tool to come out about 48 feet. That could vary a little bit, but this gives you an idea what it would look like. Now I'm standing back. There, property line, the best I could tell, is about where that pole is. It may be the privacy fence, but if not, her setbacks are plenty good on the backside. She's given me a parking diagram, which I think follows this, but I just went ahead and highlighted it. Came out a little better. She's proposing between these two trees a separate parking, and here's a picture of that. And she realized she'd have to get with Taney County Road and Bridge to see what she would have to do. There's just barely a ditch there.
For a color?
Yep. Now I'm standing back looking out. It'd be between that bush and the tree where the driveway would come in. And here's her plan submittal for the two cars.